This is HPR episode 2819 entitled Reply to Nightwise Podcasts and is part of the series Podcast Recommendations. It is hosted by Ahuka and is about 8 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I provide a slightly different view on podcasts to that recently given by Nightwise.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Ahuka, welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and another exciting episode. And in this particular little recording, I want to reply to our friend Nightwise. He did a very interesting show recently. It was number 2798. And it was like, should podcasters be pirates? And it was interesting. It did take me back. I do remember listening to the Daily Source Code way back in the day, Adam Curry. And I think what Nightwise, is, as I heard it at least, was saying is things were so much better when podcasting was kind of a outlaw or pirate activity, not done by the big corporations, and not with tremendous production values. It's just so much better when it was like a hobby or something that that people do on the side. And I can understand where he's coming from. I mean, obviously, Hacker Public Radio is a community activity. So it's pretty clear that Hacker Public Radio fits the model of what Nightwise was talking about. And I certainly do listen to a lot of podcasts that are, produced, by individuals who just have something to say. And I think that's great. But is it really bad that there are also corporations producing podcasts? I don't think so, because I think Nightwise has got a hold of the wrong problem. I don't think the problem is whether it's corporations or individuals that are doing things. To me, the key factor with podcasts is it breaks the broadcast model. Broadcasting is what you have when you have media that is produced for the lowest common denominator, and that can be pretty bad. There's a famous expression by Newton Minow, FCC commissioner, from some decades back in the United States, where he referred to television as a vast wasteland. And certainly that was all stuff that was produced by corporations, and it was aimed at the widest possible audience, and so you would play it safe. Never say anything that might be controversial, never show anything that might offend somebody. Fine, I guess. Let's contrast that model with, I just heard the last of the shows that I did about the YouTube channels I subscribe to. Now, some of those channels are definitely produced by, corporations. There are some good production values on some of them. Others are produced by individuals. But to me, the real thing is that it replaces broadcasting with what I think can best be called narrowcasting. And narrowcasting means I don't need a massive audience because it's not going to cost me a ton of money to produce this. I just need to reach people who share my interest. And in terms of podcasting, I think that's more significant than what kind of production values something has. Now, by and large, you're probably going to find that a lot of the interesting podcasts, the quirky ones, are probably done by individuals. It's just that I don't think that's the key factor here. I think of the podcasts that I listen to, some of them definitely would fit that model. I just finished a close to 200-episode podcast called The History of Rome. It was done by a guy who just decided, hey, I want to do this thing. And it was fascinating, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. But there are other ones that I listen to, and I think, for instance, one of the ones that comes to my mind is Science Friday. Now, Science Friday is a radio program produced by American Public Radio here in the United States. You know, it's on Friday afternoons, and I really am not in a position to just drop what I'm doing and listen to the radio when it comes on. So to me, the fact that they have taken that and put it out as a podcast means that I have an opportunity to listen to that. And I'll probably end up listening to it on a Saturday because they'll do the program. It'll show up in my RSS feed Friday evening. I'll throw it onto my MP3 player, and then Saturday I can listen to it, you know, while I'm doing the laundry or whatever it is I'm doing on Saturday. Another one that comes to mind is a BBC program, and this is called The Infinite Monkey Cage. You know, BBC Radio, it originally airs on BBC Radio, then it gets put out as a podcast. So it has all the production values of BBC Radio. Is there a huge audience for that sort of thing? Well, I guess there's enough in England for the BBC to put it on, but, you know, I have not noticed that there's an immense audience for science-oriented programs, but I like them. And apparently I'm enough of an audience that if people like me are enough of an audience that they can put that stuff out there and get by. So I think the thing that I love about podcasting and YouTube videos and all of these things is it's an opportunity to say, I don't care what everyone else is doing, right? I have never watched Game of Thrones. I really don't care about Game of Thrones. Everyone in the world, apparently, is transfixed by Game of Thrones, and that's all they want to talk about. And I don't care, but if you listened to any of those shows about the YouTube channels that I follow, you know, I have my own interests. And they are not mass interests in any sense. They're much narrower, you know, history, science, things like that, that I happen to be interested in. So this is just kind of my two cents on the whole thing about what's important about podcasting. Of course, I love hearing from Nightwise, and you know, one of the things that I think is good is that Hacker Public Radio gives us a chance to have this kind of a conversation in a way, and I really do appreciate that. So this is Ahuka signing off and reminding you, as always, to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.